Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Finding Sunday. Today, it's Palm Sunday. This is the Sunday before Easter that begins the Holy Week. It's the day that we remember and celebrate God, our Jesus Christ, and what he did, how he marched into Jerusalem in preparation for dying as a living, breathing sacrifice for our sins. You all, this is a deep week, and if you've had some sense about you, you'd be commemorating and understanding and getting closer and deeper in with your Lord Jesus Christ, because something is going on. There's been a shift in the atmosphere, and you have to know your Lord and Savior better than anything, and the best way to know him is through his word. So Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, commemorates the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem. And I'm going to read this Bible scripture, Mark 10:27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things. With God, everything is possible. We do nothing on our own. We live, breathe, sleep, eat. All that is functioning due to the life and breath that God gave you. Your mama had you. Your daddy put the seed for you, gave the seed for you, but God created you in your mother's womb. So this is a time to thank God, to praise God, to be in his word. And if you don't start out knowing all the scripture, make sure you start out with the worship, with the songs, with everything you need in order to put yourself in a Christ-like nature. I mean, you have to talk to yourself every day. Treat yourself like your own child that you're raising up in the love of Christ. You have to, after we become adults, you have to re-raise yourself, because we become accustomed to things that have nothing to do with God. We become accustomed to things due to survival, due to abuse, due to disappointments, due to all sorts of things. So you have to retrain yourself and get yourself back into practice, because that's literally all you have is your faith. So you have to work to find your Sunday. And that, as we see in this pandemic, is not in the church. It is in you, because you are the church. The church building is something extra. Thank God for it. So I am telling you, and I'm challenging you today, to find your Sunday, to honor God today for Palm Sunday, and get ready to honor him even more for the sacrifice he made for us on that faithful day. I would suggest start a prayer through Holy Week. Start a 8-day prayer through Holy Week to get yourself in alignment. Alignment. When you're in alignment, can't nothing stop you. No matter who brings what to you, it's not going to happen. It will take a pain off you. It will take a sore off you. Ask God for healing so you can see what he wants you to do, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But be faithful to what he gives you when he gives it to you, because you could not have that too. Okay? If you got four walls and a roof over your head and food to eat, think about how many people that don't have that right now. If you got a roof over your head, food to eat, you're not cold, you got clothes on your back. These are things that people may, I know, every day take for granted. When you ain't had it, ain't nothing like it. I don't care what it is. It didn't have to be a big old mansion, but God has what he has for you. And if you want God to increase your territory, be prepared for that. You get in preparation for that. There's no reason for you to complain if you have not made room in your life for the things that you want God to bless you with. And that is not the material things. That is the things of his word, his knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. The material things are just extra. So this is that time. We are in Holy Week. I pray you shout and rejoice and sing aloud, because that is our, he is our Redeemer. He is real. Imagine what he went through. Imagine. We can only imagine what he went through. Some of us can't take a poke, much less a slap in the face. Think about that. Think about what this beautiful being went through for us, for you, for your children. This is that time to honor God. Give him your first fruits in everything you do, God. And if you don't have it, make sure you get in line to have it, and let him know that you will give it when he gives it to you. This is that time. You know when you're going to be tested to give when you ain't got it, but it's going to be all right. Because There's always a way. He's a healing place. He's a saving grace. Ain't nothing like God. When you have absolutely nothing, Him, God is there, your angels are there, and the people that love you and may have gone, they're there. They're spiritually there. So understand your place in this world. Understand that you matter. No matter where you come from and what you do, you were made by the Creator, tried and true, and understand. There's nothing and no one and nobody like you. Okay? Because you are created in your Father's image. You are created in God's image, and nothing about you is not anything other than perfection. Okay? You are the creation and the reflection of God. And when you reflect Him, you reflect His heart. You reflect God's heart. I'm going to give you another scripture. And it's a doozy. It's Proverbs 27 and 19. I suggest you read all of Proverbs 27. But Proverbs 27 and 19 says, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. What does your heart say? What is your heart saying right now? Is it the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it the heart of God? Is that what you're trying to emulate? Ask yourself that question and be honest. In everything you do, from how you hold your person, the words you say, the look you give, the tone of voice, when you choose to speak, or if you choose to speak anything or say anything at all, this is the time to reflect God in every way. And you will see a shift and change in your territory, change in your atmosphere. This is that time. So, Lord, I'm going to ask, Lord God Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice. Bless everybody that feels like they're not good enough to be loved by you because they were hurt or discarded by someone that had the wrong spirit, God. Help them to understand that they reflect you, and anything else other than that is not of God. In the name of Jesus, just I ask that you come through and refresh us, God. Refresh our spirits and prepare us to carry our cross. Because we are your children, and we are here to praise and worship you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done and everything you're about to do. So I ask and commend you all to do just that and continue to simply find your Sunday.